True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This one goes out to the parents listening. No, I guess it could be you too, if you were a kid. We want to hear the stories of, like, I turned my head for 1 second. And either you as a parent, God, it doesn't even have to be a kid. It could be you let your turn your head for 1 second. Your dog could do something.
Oh, Jesus, every day of my life.
Or your sig other could do something.
They're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah. Or you could have done something. Like, for example, this Florida kid walks into a Chick-fil-A demanding a sandwich.
And he was a baby.
He's 5 years old.
His How parents far were away so was the Chick-fil-A?
That's what I want to know.
I don't think it's that far because he clearly knew the route. Mm-hmm. So they must have walked it as a family.
At least a couple of times.
Yeah. Like if they'd only driven there, there's no way. My 15-year-old daughter doesn't know where anything is. Like there's, so they have to have walked it.
But for like, sure. It's probably like in their neighborhood.
He wakes up hankering for like them mini biscuits or something. Them
so
little
good.
Chicken minis.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. Just a little bit of honey on them biscuits. Oh.
This is why my home will be locked down when we have kids.
You know, you just buy the weird little thing for up top.
Yeah, we've also got an alarm that actually my fiance set off this morning because he is.
You turn your head for 1 second.
I turn my head for 1 second.
He's trying to get out.
I mean, it's.
He's a scared one.
And he says things like, I'm so sorry because I'm still asleep. It was the whole thing. It was the whole thing.
I'm pretty impressed. Five to go to all the way to Chick-fil-A and to know like he had his order and everything. That's pretty.
Well, he walks in. I mean, they're clearly like, what? Hi. Mom and dad are asleep, snuck between the fences or something.
Gosh.
Got out, walked there.
Probably the
manager called the popo, which they had to.
Come on.
Good on them.
They also got him a meal.
Yeah. Aww.
So then the cops get there and they're like, hey, what's going on? He's like, am I going to jail now?
Sweet baby.
It was worth it. I'd do it again.
Chick-fil-A, I would. I absolutely go to jail.
Going to jail.
And then they took him back home.
Yeah. Imagine waking up, though,
and your kid is gone,
and you're like, huh?
You're like, huh? None for me?
Oh.
Here's the deal. Like, I guarantee you, like, if the hacks got up, they would just think he's being quiet in his room. They wouldn't notice, probably.
Oh, no. We wouldn't.
You're like, oh, this is awesome. And then the police are at the door with Leo. It's like, wait, what?
Also, like,
I thought
the
you were upstairs.
With your five-year-old is crazy.
I have returned a two-year-old.
A two-year-old?
To a neighbor.
The child wandered away.
We saw him walking across our backyard.
Oh.
And we were like, what?
Did anyone else see a child?
I literally was like, a kid.
Get it.
And I walked him home.
Those are worth some money.
I walked him home, rang the doorbell, and they were like, oh my God. Like, they had no idea that the kid had left.
Like, that's why these stories are, like, you turn your head. Like, Kids are so fast. Dogs are so fast.
All you guys are doing are convincing me that I'm going to need more alarms.
No,
more alarms.
I remember my dog growing, like this was the dog that was like really, when I was really, really little, was prone to get away. So my parents, and like our fence blew down in the back. So my parents like tied the dog to the swing set. They turned their head for 1 second. I look back, no dog, no swing set.
Oh, what?
It wasn't in the ground, and with a good running start, just dragging the swing set down the alley in the back of the house.
What were you guys doing that this dog wanted to get away so badly?
Nothing. The dog just really liked a dog up the street.
Oh.
Wanted to get up there, and we hadn't snip, snip. So it was like, I'm going.
Got it.
When you want to go.
Right.
You want to go. So if you have a story like this, dog, person, husband, like in Erica's case, that's why she's got alarms in her house.
Right.
Don't you try to get Dane. Yeah.
Can't let him get away.
Tell us your I turn my head for 1 second story. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
Recently, I was changing my daughter's diaper. And when I opened the diaper drawer, it was empty. So I needed to restock the diaper. So Well, she has no diaper on. So
she's up on top.
Okay. She has no diaper on. I can't leave her on top. Right. Good dad. Can't leave her on top to go. Even though
there's a strap.
I can kind of one arm, you know, get across the room. But so I'd take her down. Say, I have to open the new diapers. Hang tight. Open the new diapers. I look. Of course, she's gone. I find her. She's in my son's room. She has crawled up into his bed and she has pooped.
No.
She's got one in the chamber,
man.
It was
seconds later.
I know exactly where I'm going.
The dirty diaper was a decoy. She had more. And Leo doesn't know this. And Leo will never know this.
Oh, my God. She pooped in
like Leo's wedding someday. That story's coming out.
I remember. I had one shot. I saw him turning his head. I'm going, I'm doing it.
She made it count. Yeah.
She climbed up a ladder.
Yes, he's got like a bunk bed. There's no bunk underneath.
He's up
it's
above.
It's kind of like a half.
Yeah, it's like it's the IKEA bed that like everyone has. It's just that one. And so she climbed up and in his covers.
Just pooping.
Pooping.
Oh like, my God.
What am I supposed to do it in my room?
I literally, this happened to me. I don't have a poop story, if that's okay.
Yeah, thank God.
I remember it was like the first time I was in charge of Noah alone. And Noah and I had such a fun relationship. We played hide and seek all the time.
Oh.
You already know where this is going. Look at everybody.
Yeah. He's not a newborn.
No, he's a toddler.
Okay.
So we're at Target. He's in the thing and it's like, I want to get down. I want to get down. It's like, no, just ride with me while we're doing stuff. And he's just so insistent. So I let him down and we're in the clothing section and he's just gone. I turn around. I'm like, ooh, no, a Spider-Man. Do you want Spider-Man or you want? No.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and you're just like, Noah, Noah, Noah. And you're just running like a crazy person, making larger concentric circles, trying to figure out where he's at. Security. By the way, they have plain clothes in Targets.
Oh.
At least they did back then.
They have plain clothes?
Plain clothes. Like they have like guys who are security
yes.
that look like, I'm just here, you know, shoplifting too. And like.
They're called something official.
They're like, they're loss prevention, but they're like in plain clothes. Huh. So like you might look at this guy and go, he's not going to bust me for stealing. This guy comes up like, I'm security here. I'm like, yeah, right. Where's my kid?
Was it one of those circular clothing racks?
100%. And as a non-father, I would have never, like I hadn't thought of him going
so
up under. And there is just he's enclosed. You're never going to see him.
Yeah.
There's literally no way you can see him. And finally, like, We really did. I saw one of the stories we had was this happened. The kid was hiding in the carts. They shut the store down. They wouldn't let anybody in or out.
Oh,
wow.
The security guy's like, we're closing the store. Nobody's getting out.
I love that they do that.
Yeah, but then we're just standing there. And I hear.
Yeah. That's not so funny then.
More embarrassing. Yeah. I guess he's just right here.
Yeah, he's literally where I was standing with the Spider-Man jammies. He's right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all right. Anyway, if you turned your head for 1 second and closed down an empire, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Talking about turning your head for 1 second and something bad happens. While you were getting phone calls, we were just talking about how masterful of a pooper your daughter is.
Yeah, really good.
She's stealth. Well, she gets some things from me.
Okay.
Gross.
I could have lived without that. Yeah.
Jeans are 50-50, Slacker.
Allison.
Yeah.
Hi. You turned your head for 1 second.
Turned my head for 1 second, and my daughter had pooped in the bathtub and then thrown it onto the floor.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. She didn't want to be in there with it.
Yeah. Right.
No, like, where did this come from? Get out! And luckily, she didn't hit me with it. So that's a plus.
Wow.
Well, look. Okay.
Kids are amazing.
But I don't think you have to turn your head for that to happen. She'd do it looking at you. You know what I mean?
True. Depends on the age, but yeah.
I mean, I guess I could have been watching, but yeah, it's probably best to not have.
Okay, let's not get down into the weeds on this. We're probably, thank you.
What
that's
would you
awesome.
Even do?
Kim?
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
Yeah, so I was at I have three kids, and I was at their school doing a PTO presentation kind of thing. It was like kindergarten roundup, and I had to bring my three-year-old with me. I told her to sit down, play on her iPad, don't go anywhere. Turned away to talk to another parent. When I looked back, she was gone. We shut down the school. They were calling her over the intercom.
Yep.
I was a complete wreck. Turns out she was like 2 feet away from me, hiding behind a door, playing on her iPad.
No. Aww.
She did what you said.
I know, but she was
just in a different place.
That is horrifying.
It was terrifying.
Did you? So I remember this moment, and I want to share it with somebody else. Like, when you finally find your kid, your equal parts want to choke them and also want to love on them. You know, like, thank God you're alive, but I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. It's a moment you cry, you hug them, and then you scold them.
Yep. I don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yolanda?
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
Well, we were installing a hardwood floor. It was my husband and I and my brother and sister-in-law. They had brought their three kids, 15, 13, and a three-year-old.
Oh, boy.
And so we got the kids set up in the bedroom to watch a movie, and the boys were kind of in and out, making cuts, you know. And then we looked at the screen door, and we saw my dog and the three-year-old just kind of looking in at us. And at the time, there wasn't a fence or anything. And so we were just so happy they hadn't, like, wandered off.
But how did he get outside without anybody seeing him?
Well, when we checked on the older girls, their sisters, they were fast asleep. And
we were just anarchy after they go to sleep.
Shift the blame. That's what you gotta do. Oh my God. What are you supposed to be watching?
Danielle?
Yay.
Turn my head for 1 second. What happened?
So I fell asleep on the couch. I was so tired. And my son went in the drawer in the kitchen and took the scissors and decided to cut like a big chunk of his hair off. And he looked ridiculous. So I'm going to have to take him to get his hair cut. And it's going to be really short. He's going to be really upset. But
I was so scared it was your hair.
Yeah.
True. Like a kid with messed up hair is a little better.
I guess I'm glad it's his hair and not mine.
Like, it's weird to me that kids think about using regular scissors on their head.
Yeah, they're like, that's awesome. Do you hear the way it sounds?
I've done it.
My sister did it to me, I think.
He's never seen me do it.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't you have to have your mom cut your hair with scissors for you to ever... It never occurred to me that those scissors worked on hair. My parents...
But you watched at the...
Yeah.
But they never used scissors. It was more like clippers and like a fancy scissor.
Well, no, they use...
For girls, it's the
scissors. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so this hasn't happened yet? You haven't done the head shave yet?
No, we haven't done it yet. He is not happy about it. Or he can just leave it the way it is, and it's like, you know.
It's kind of emo.
It's your life, it's your hair.
My sister tried to tape her hair back on. That's what it was.
Tape her hair back on?
She messed up, and so my mom was like, you have a piece of tape in your hair, and...
Out came the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tragic.
That's so cute.
He'll be fine.
Yeah. Thank you, Danielle. Megan?
Yeah.
Turn my head for 1 second. What happened?
I sure did. Turned my head for 1 second in the garage, and my car turns on. I'm not in the car. My son is.
What?
How old was your son?
Do you have a son with him, or you just leave your key in the car?
Well, my keys are in my pocket, but I'm close enough to the car.
Oh, like right next to it.
Yeah, the push button will work if you get close enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
How old is your child?
What?
He's 7. Luckily, he can't reach any of the pedals.
Oh.
So he was like standing, because you know you have to press the brake. So he's like standing there.
Figured
the brake,
that out.
Turns it on. Yeah. And I was like immediately like, get out of there.
What would have happened if he backed up, though? Because if your fob, doesn't the car shut off? Regardless, it's terrifying.
Mine would just beep at me.
It'll be going key not detected, but it'll go for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
It'll go quite a ways, actually.
Yeah, luckily he would take down the garage door first.
Luckily?
I think that moment of pause, I'm sure.
Before the child gets to the road.
He wouldn't kill anybody but them. Inside the garage. Like, he's not going to go out in the street and run over strangers. It's just, never mind.
Date or something?
Oh my God, but he couldn't get it in gear.
No.
The little tourney thing you could do, maybe.
Means.
Yeah.
Oh, if you kind of gear thing. I got a Prindle.
Steering wheel. Yeah.
Got a what?
Prindle. PRND.
You didn't watch Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. She gets it.
I had never heard that before this moment.
London Tipton was learning to drive, and she said something on the Prindle. And honestly, you're just too old for this.
What is happening? Have you ever heard of that, Diak?
I have heard of that.
So it's just me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.